Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump today announced a major initiative aimed at bringing down the cost of insulin for those covered by Medicare. Under terms of the proposal, many people with access to prescription drug plans next year would have lower copays for the drug that is crucial to so many.
For hundreds and thousands of seniors enrolled in Medicare, that's a big deal. Participating plans will cap costs at just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
The announcement comes at a time the administration is seeking to appeal to older Americans. Millions of people rely on insulin to keep their blood sugar within normal ranges. A Maryland-based biotech company will begin testing a vaccine for the coronavirus in human volunteers starting this week. NPR's Joe Palkel reports the trials get underway as the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 approaches 100,000.
The vaccine is made by Novavax of Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's a new kind of vaccine, a protein designed to stimulate an immune response to the coronavirus packaged inside a nanoparticle. The first step in testing any vaccine is making sure it's safe, so initially about 130 volunteers will receive either the vaccine or a placebo injection. The safety trial is being conducted in Australia. If there are no unexpected side effects, an expanded study will begin later this summer in other countries, including the United States. According to the latest report from the World Health Organization, this is the 10th COVID-19 vaccine to be tested in human volunteers. Joe Palka, NPR News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is providing an update on the state's response to coronavirus. It includes plans to reopen hair salons and barber shops in much of the state. NPR's Dwayne Brown has more from Los Angeles.
Nearly 100,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus in California. And Governor Newsom says the elderly and those with compromised immune systems remain at higher risk. But most counties will be allowed to reopen barber shops and hair salons, as long as they wear face coverings and follow other safety guidelines. That option has yet to come to Los Angeles County, where almost half of the coronavirus cases in the state have been reported. The California governor says the next update will focus on reopening summer camps and schools. Dwayne Brown, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Home prices in some major U.S. housing markets actually accelerated in March, even as sales were dropping dramatically. That's the finding of the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index. Shows prices up 3.9% in March, the biggest gain in more than a year. Meanwhile, home sales fell 8.5%. Stocks gained ground today. The Dow up 529 points. The Nasdaq rose 15 points. The S&P 500 closed up 36 points. This is NPR. Officials in Kansas City, St. Louis, and the state of Kansas are calling on people who partied in close proximity to one another over the Memorial Day holiday weekend at Lake of the Ozarks to self-quarantine for 14 days. The call comes after various pictures on social media showed large crowds of people at the popular Central Missouri Lake, gathered at swimming pools, bars, and restaurants, many without masks and in some cases not practicing social distancing. The Lake of the Ozarks draws thousands of visitors a year. Legislators in Tennessee are returning to work as Chas Sisk with member station WPLN in Nashville reports steps are being taken to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Masks are required for all staffers and visitors to the Tennessee Capitol and suggested for lawmakers. Plastic dividers have been erected around legislators' desks, and access to offices, hearing rooms, and legislative chambers is restricted. Most people will have to make do with virtual proceedings. It's not clear how much lawmaking will be done. Members of the Tennessee House are up for re-election this fall, so many of them want to debate issues like abortion and gun rights before heading back home to campaign. But leaders of the state Senate remain concerned about health risks. They want to limit discussion to addressing Tennessee's widening budget gap and dealing with issues directly related to the coronavirus. For NPR News, I'm Chas Sisk in Nashville.
A victory for environmentalists battling to save an endangered western bird. A judge last week ruling against the Trump administration in its efforts to lease hundreds of thousands of acres of land to companies to conduct domestic oil and gas exploration. The judge saying the officials failed to protect the greater sage grouse. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.